Meet Lieutenant Charles Levins from the Michigan Department of Corrections. Like many people, he spent a lot of time working indoors this winter. One day last December was especially brutal.
Well, that day was a bad snow day. We were not working too much in the field. The roads were horrible. The temperatures were below zero, and it was a good day to work on some cold cases.
And that's where our next story begins. Confined to his office, Lieutenant Levins pulled out an old file on a woman named Judy Lynn Heyman, an escapee who broke out of a Michigan prison back in 1977.
Our department policy requires that any of our cold cases or escapee cases from the 60s and 70s be investigated at least once a year to see if we can follow up or come up with any new leads, anything we can try to do to solve the case and get them back into custody.
Heyman had been arrested for shoplifting in a store in Detroit. She served only half her sentence before vanishing 37 years ago. Lieutenant Levin sent her fingerprints off to the FBI Special Processing Unit.
And 2 weeks later, hit the jackpot.
The fingerprints matched those of a 60-year-old woman who was once arrested on drug charges in 1980. She was now living across the country in San Diego. Police arrived at her apartment last week and met a woman who said her name was Jamie Lewis. She even had documents to prove her identity. Lieutenant Kevin Mayer from the San Diego Police Department says the officers were suspicious.
One of the officers, he had a picture of Ms. Heyman from 1977, and he was looking at that picture and compared it to the woman who was identifying herself as Jamie Lewis. And what he told me was the eyes gave her away. There was something distinctive about her eyes that led him to believe that this was, in fact, the wanted fugitive.
Ah, the eyes. She was taken in for questioning and later admitted her true identity. The woman living as Jamie Lewis was Judy Lynn Heyman, fugitive. The matter now rests with the San Diego police. As unique as this case is, it brings on a strong sense of deja vu for Lieutenant Levins. Just 6 years ago, he was investigating a different cold case, Susan Lefevre. Sent to prison for a heroin deal, she escaped in 1976.
Kind of the same situation. The roads were bad and snowy, so I decided to work on a cold case, and I started going looking through her old prison file and some of the old files that other investigators had worked up on her over the years, and found a couple relatives that still lived in the Saginaw area here in Michigan.
After a string of interviews and an anonymous tip, Levins found Lefevre in 2008, also living in San Diego, under the name Marie Walsh. After her release from prison, Lefevre appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 2011, recounting her life as a wanted fugitive.
After 10 years, 20 years, are you always looking over your shoulder?
It was always, how will this story end? Will I die and this will be a deathbed thing to my kids? Will it be that I'm having a dinner party and the SWAT team comes in and accidentally shoots one of my kids that screams from upstairs or something? I never knew.
She told Oprah that she was in her yard gardening when police took her back into custody. She spent 13 months in prison before returning to San Diego. Again, Lieutenant Kevin Mayer.
Kind of a coincidence that it was another one here in San Diego from their state. Perhaps it's the weather.
Lieutenant Levins isn't done, and he has this to add.
Yeah, I can assure you, if you're one of those people that are still out there from the 60s and 70s, we're still looking for you.
So, if you're on the lam from a Michigan prison, listening to this right now, there's only one thing you can do. Pray for good weather.